Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn. Glad to have you with us here nationwide, coast to coast. This channel of your radio station, this cable system, this the Sirius XM channel 211. We're everywhere. I'm not the star of the show, though. The star is a guy we call Sultan, the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
How you doing? How was everybody?
I'm doing great.
I hope everybody has had a wonderful week.
Yes.
So far. And there's lots going on. You have to forgive me. I'm just now swallowing my little candy man.
But, you know, in broadcasting school, not to turn you in or anything like that, but, you know, it's kind of like you shouldn't have all those mints. Those candy mints are not that good for you. So, you know, it's like,
especially on the air.
Yes, exactly. You don't want to be eating on the air. I had a full filet mignon sandwich ready to go, and I put it down prior to starting the show.
Well, that's a little different than I think.
Yes, it is. How is your week going? You look good.
I'm all right. I'm just doing family stuff. You know, I mentioned last time we were on the air here together that my granddaughters live in Oklahoma, but Emma, who was 11, and Ellie, who was 9, they are now, without provocation, Skyping me.
Yes, they're Skyping you now?
They're Skyping me. So every once in a while I get a ring, and her face is there. And then when I turn the phone on, my face pops up in a corner.
That's good.
And so we're just laughing it up and having such a great time.
That's you're using the video. It's on your cell phone?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's good.
And people know where it is. I mean,
we should do that with your listeners that call in. Could they do that with you, or we could actually look at them while you're putting this whole thing together, and we could, you could see the actual listeners call you. In the meantime, just follow.
Well, you know what would be good is if you have a guest like Doc Roberts wants
would
to come
good.
On, and
yeah.
we would have him come on with his uniform on, and he'd look great.
Dave Roberts could do that. Yeah, you can contact us, by the way. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And don't forget to email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Yeah.
Come on, kids. We're late.
Honey, the car won't start.
Mom, the dog just sat on my science project.
Life can be stressful, but getting life insurance shouldn't be. That's why there's Ethos. Ethos is a modern kind of life insurance that's super fast, incredibly affordable, and very uncomplicated. At GetEthos.com, there are no medical exams for policies covering under $1 million, no hours of paperwork or meetings with pushy representatives. It only takes 10 minutes to apply. And you can rest assured knowing you've taken steps to protect your family. And in most cases, with Ethos, you can have that peace of mind for less than a cup of coffee a day, with no hidden fees. Having life insurance can free you from stress. Getting life insurance shouldn't cause it. Discover how uncomplicated life insurance can be at Ethos. Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to GetEthos.com. That's ETHOS. GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
Hey, it's Rick Tittle. Ever since I started sleeping on a MyPillow, I noticed something missing from my life. Interrupted sleep. No more waking up at 3 a.m. to flip to the cool side of the pillow. No more flat, lifeless pillows. It changed my life, so I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not actually MyPillow, but your own MyPillow. It keeps its shape and stays cool all night long. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it, don't like it, return it. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? I don't think so. You can toss a MyPillow pillow into your washer and dryer, and it's like it's new again. Try doing that with your pillow and see what happens. And it's made in the USA. And do I have a deal for you? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter promo code COZY. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off and free shipping. And don't forget, they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter promo code COZY or call 800-966-1472. Be sure to use promo code COZY, C-O-Z-Y. That's COZY.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy, but at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Debbie, you're hired, and we'll make a change next week. Welcome back here to the show. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Sultan of Safeties, the all-pro defensive end, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. And Debbie,
She's our genius video operator.
You're an imposing figure.
She presses some button here and it works. I don't know what I'm doing. I can't press it, but she does great. We are on video, by the way, Tiki Live, CRNTalk.com, Roku. You can check us out on Roku and Facebook Live, and you can make comments to us. We'll shout back at you when you take care of this. Now, Fred, this whole big college admission scandal was something that was just kind of crazy. And, you know, the Felicity Hoffman, we talked about that. All these celebrities involved in this thing. But now, apparently, it's breaking down a little bit. This guy that was putting these things together, apparently, that William Rick Singer, who was setting all this stuff up, apparently he was wearing a wire. And for the FBI, and they went to Lauren Isaacson's home. She's the girl that got into USC and was on, I think, the rowing team or whatever like that. And then she got comments being made by different people. In the case of and some of these guys over there, there's a problem not only for the parents but for the kids. The kids may be getting knocked out of school here.
Well. That's not all. Somebody's going to jail.
Yeah. Here's the deal. The university, in the case of SC, University of Southern California, they're reviewing the students linked to the alleged admission scandal on a case-by-case basis. And in the meantime, the students are going to be facing some barriers here. The university has placed holds on the accounts of students who had been associated with the alleged admission scheme. And those students who can't enroll in the classes or request transcripts are going to be denied that. The university also said that it's immediately they're going to there are some employees located with the allegations, and they're going to put some faculty members on leave. Some people are going to be dismissed. And there's apparently like 50 or more people in 6 states that are facing charges already.
Well, it's a national scandal. And like I said before, the last time when this thing broke and we talked about it, is that I've yet to hear the IRS side of all of this, because there's a lot of money being pushed around in between people of high places, money coming from our guy Ricky, the guy with the wire, and coaches and administrators, and from parents, And there's a lot of money that has to be explained. And the IRS is getting into this. And there's, I mean, you can go to jail
just by
his $500,000. You can
right.
split it up any way you want. Well, really? Well, then let's take a look at what's going on with you.
Exactly. There was in one case here, a dad paid $250,000,
right,
$250,000 to in Facebook shares to get his daughter into UCLA. And this Bruce Isaacson, he said it was front page news. And this guy said, if they want to get the meat and potatoes, the front page story, the embarrassment to everyone in the communities, oh, my God, it would be just, yeah, ugh. That's what Bruce Isaacson said. And apparently that was recorded by Ricky, William Rick Singer, the college yeah. admissions consultant. And he's the central figure in this whole deal where and he wore a wire to try to reduce his sentence to the Isaacson home in the Hillsborough, California, up in the San Francisco Bay Area. And according to the Times, Rick Singer, as part of his cooperation deal with the government in a bid for leniency, met with Isaacson, who allegedly donated the $250,000 in Facebook stock to help get his daughter into UCLA.
Oh, boy.
So this Lauren Isaacson, his daughter, that case, you know, was unique. But there's other fake athletes bribing their way into schools.
Well, everybody's now lawyered up, you know.
Yeah, that's right. There was one that was going to be joining the soccer team and actually did join the soccer team, but they didn't play because they weren't good.
So they don't know anything about soccer.
They just sat with a number above 40. You know, you always see the guys at number 119, and they just sat on the bench. So,
man.
This is
not good.
No, it's not good. So, anyway, apparently she was more skilled at horseback riding than she was soccer. Maybe she should have gotten on the horseback team. I don't know where we go from here, but this has been under our noses for quite some time, and it's about time we found out about it. But it's unfair because those that want to play on the soccer team don't have that chance to play if somebody's sitting there that pays their way to get on the team.
Well, there's people going through. This is like the border problem. There's people coming into the country who are doing it the correct way, which takes time and all that stuff.
Right.
And then there's people were just crashing the system and running amok, bringing drugs and paraphernalia into the country. And once they get here, they're allowed to stay here because of that's the way the laws are. And it's now all you got to do is come up with a big wad of cash, give it to Rick, and let Rick take it to the respective people. He comes back to you. He'll meet you at the Hamburger Hamlet over on Wilshire, and he'll cut the deal with you, and he'll give you a couple things to sign. And your next thing you know, your daughter, your son, who shouldn't even be near college, is now not only in college, but he's on the football team.
You see, and again, and we'll talk a little bit about this when we talk about the White House later on. But that's the part of the Trump administration that I like. The fact that Trump is a non-politician and there is a swamp. Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, there is problems and corruption going on both sides of that aisle. It's not just a Democratic issue or a Republican issue. And here it is that's bled down into the sports world into getting people in because there's a Rick Singer that, hey, I can get you in there. And next thing you know, is it fair for someone who works real hard to try to make the team and get their grades up to get on there to get blown out because someone put $250,000 into somebody else's pocket? No, it is not. And it's not fair for an illegal immigrant to come into this country. And here's the part we don't hear about that. How many legal immigrants in this country, when are they going to start complaining saying, hey, I'm losing a job because this guy's coming in and he's illegal and he's got the job and I can't find work? There's a problem.
Well, there's many problems in that. And this is a sports program.
Right.
But we're not going to get into illegal
into
alien stuff. I'd love to, but
it mirrors it.
But it is the same model,
exactly.
And it's exactly what we're talking about. It's people gaffing the system.
Somebody let the dogs out of you. So, it's something that definitely is a problem and can be taken care of. And it's a good thing it was discovered. I'd like to find the background on who blew the whistle on who. It was the FBI probably following this Rick Singer and brought it to a head.
Well, he said, look, I'll do everything I can to stay out of jail. He's going to jail.
That's right.
He's going to go to jail, and he's going to wear a wire, and he's going to get, Lori and all the other girls, on the TV shows and everybody else, and they're going to line them all up and just say, don't think that we're not serious about this. Some of you people are going to jail. And by the way, where's that $500,000, Lori, that you gave Rick?
Exactly. Where is that going? So I don't know your comments on that, but we sure appreciate it. If you email to us, we'll talk about it. We'll read your emails on the air. Our email address, Fred Dreyer, F-R-E-D is your Fred, D-R-Y-E-R, Dreyer, at crntalk.com. And we do have segments here where we take a look at your emails. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Yes.
No one pulled strings for you when you got into football. You were out of school and somebody just told you, hey, you should go down there and join the football team. And you had to have the grades and everything to get into the school, right?
I graduated from high school, and then I came off the beach in Hermosa Beach over to El Camino College, and while I was sitting there telling him what I was doing, what a great time I was having that summer, he enrolled me in school.
That's it. He did help you enroll. That's good. We'll be back here in the Sports Lounge. If you're like me, you've seen those MyPillow ads all over television, and you know what? I finally ordered some, and I finally tried them. And let me tell you, if you want to get a full night's rest and not find yourself waking up too many times during the night, get MyPillow. I tried them. My sleepless night's gone. I wake up feeling refreshed, more so than ever before. And MyPillow adjusts to the shape. If you're a back sleeper, stomach sleeper, side sleeper, I do back and side, so you get the pillow sent to you that you need. It changes the way you sleep forever. MyPillow's made right in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable. There's a 10-year warranty. And here's the best part. For a limited time, you can get 4 MyPillows. That's right, 4 for half the price. You get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. You got nothing to lose. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WINNER. That's MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER, or call directly 800-513-3363.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183.
That's 800-847-1183.
Back in the Sports Lounge, I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
How do you do? How do you do?
Glad to have all of you with us.
Thank you.
During the breaks, we have interesting discussions. This last break, just to fill you in, Fred's got a problem with his remote control, and he's got two remote controls, as we all do, one for the TV, one for the cable box or the satellite dish. And the television one is not working.
By the
right?
way, the remote, when you say I have a problem with my remote control,
yes.
That's not a metaphor.
That's not. I know it's okay.
Let's get that.
So anyway, we're going to get that worked. We can be able to change channels. Right now, I believe you're on the soccer channel. Is that right? You can't get.
I've got there. Soccer from Paraguay.
That's it. It's all there. All right. Now, that's the baseball season is starting up. We're going to get into that here in just a little while. But we had that altercation we talked about a little over a week ago where the CEO of the San Francisco Giants, Larry Bear, just minding his own business, seeing his wife out for a night on the town.
Minding his own business.
Out for a night on the town. And they're in a public park, you know, just watching life go by, wondering.
With his wife. That's his wife.
Who's going to be the starting pitchers on their staff, you know, whatever you talk about.
Uh-huh.
And apparently his wife is annoying him because she's on a cell phone. She's got it in her hand. And so he goes to grab the cell phone from her hand, and she apparently, I don't know if they had been imbibing in anything at all, she falls out of the chair while holding onto the phone.
That's a tip-off.
You could hear her screaming for help.
That's a tip-off.
And the people run over there, and prosecutors, they're saying now they can't prove a crime was committed. They looked over the evidence.
But they're happily married.
They looked over the videos, statements from the witnesses, comments from those involved, and they say there's not enough evidence to support filing any kind of a charge.
Yeah, right. It stinks, I'm telling you.
So why do you say it stinks?
Well, look, if they're happy and they're married, it doesn't get that far, does it?
No.
And if the guy says to his wife, he didn't say, first of all, you got to stop drinking, and by the way, hand me that phone. He didn't say that. He says, give me the phone.
Give me the phone.
He just jumped right to it, to the assumption that she couldn't handle the phone.
You know how you get comfortable with your loved ones. He tried to pull it out of her hand, and she wasn't giving it up. And so,
of course.
But now they're not pressing charges against each other.
Because they love one another.
And Larry Bear has apologized for losing his temper. He said his behavior was unacceptable.
He should.
And I think the commissioner that was looking at this thing said, Mr. Bear has acknowledged that his behavior was unacceptable, apologized to the organization, and he's committed to taking steps to make sure this never happens again. Now, what would you do?
I'd have him take a field sobriety test.
Okay, at the time.
Both of them, actually.
The Giants made a statement. They said they made that statement. They also requested, and here's the deal. Apparently, I don't know if the Major League Baseball has looked into this, and if they do, there will be the problem.
The Giants are going to Farhan Zaidi, the new GM for the Giants,
former Dodgers
is going
GM,
to put the wife, what's her name? Put the wife under contract because she has a better punching power than half the Giants team.
That's not true.
She's got a hell of a right hand.
That is not true. That's not true.
Yeah, well, yes,
so this story may be, by the time we do our show next week, it should be gone. That's kind of where it's going to be at. But, that's the deal. Now, let's talk about the big story, and that is this contract here.
Do we have a big story?
We have a big story. We got Mike Trout, the highest paid player in baseball, and I think I finally agree with this one.
Look at this.
You know, I'm not a Bryce Harper guy because he doesn't hit for average. And,
forgive me, but I know where you're going with this. If I'm going to give 400, if I'm going to give 300 or 200 to somebody, it's going to be Mike Trout.
Mike Trout, and he's the highest paid player, 12-year, $430 million contract. Arguably, I think the best player in baseball. I mean,
he is. I mean, statistically, plus he's a good citizen, and he's been with the Angels in the starting lineup for 7 years, going on 8 years, and he's a whiz, and he's got that thing, that WAR, W-A-R, which you'll explain to the good people.
Wins
above replacement.
Wins above replacement, and here's the deal. It's like, how much does the player contribute to the team winning over the comparison of getting rid of that player and bringing up a guy at a very low contract offer from your minor league team, his replacement player. So they base it. The WAR rating is based on how many runs are batted in, batting on runs, base stealing runs that they figure are scored, fielding runs, positional adjustment, league adjustment, like if you go from the American to the National League, replacement runs. So it's the runs that are scored per win, and that goes up against the guy that you'd replace him with from the minor league team. And you get a number on that, and there you have this number that puts it on each player. Their WAR rating is such and such a number. Now, this is fine, but you were talking before the show that this could be a problem money-wise in baseball, Fred Dreyer.
Well, to me, this statistic, WAR, W-A-R, has what you just read, the batting runs,
yes,
base
yeah,
running
exactly.
runs, all that stuff has already been a part of baseball for decades, for a long time. And certainly, in the live ball era, in the 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s, baseball started refining itself. The scouting system started refining itself. Many people think that, Babe Ruth was a great baseball player in his time, but that was before they had the scouting system. So he was only relative to the people literally on the Major League Baseball on rosters in the major leagues. So now we're in 2020, and you've got WAR, runs wins above replacement. Now, what they've done is Major League Baseball, in order to define this statistic and to hold players to it and to define players, they have actually hurt themselves because they've now put everything in a category that's definable. This used to be true. It still is true. It was true before they started saying we value this specifically. This accumulation of information we put together under a heading of WAR, wins above replacement, that now helps us define a player. Well, in doing so, you've just now helped agents get more money for their clients.
There you go. So you've actually helped the agents get more because there's a WAR rating, and
well,
here's the deal.
Because it's an honorable statistic.
Exactly. And also for the Angels case, they gave Albert Pujols of the Angels a 10-year, $240 million deal some years back, so they got to give Mike Trout something better. He's got 12 years, $430 million, compared to Bryce Harper, 13 years, $330 million.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet. Fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
We are back in the Sports Loungers. Truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
How do you do?
It's good to have you all back here again. And
What were we talking about?
We're talking about a little bit more about Mike Trout here, the baseball player earning the most.
I like him.
The host who loves you most over there. And this is good because I think the guy is worth it. I think he's worth the big salary. I would think so. I don't know.
Well, look. This is the whole deal, when somebody hears that a ball player has signed for such an outrageous sum.
Yep.
You know, he didn't do it by robbing the Angels. He did it because the Angels said, come on in here. We want to give you this money. And the agent doesn't say, well, that's a lot of money. You sure you want to do that? They don't say that. They can afford it. That's why they did it. What they have to be careful of that they don't give it to the wrong guy. This is the right guy to give it to.
That's right.
Now, in doing that, you've got an icon for the life of your franchise,
for 12 years,
you know, $430 million. He's a good guy. He's not a dope addict. He's a family guy. He loves the Eagles, and he's from Philadelphia and the Pittsburgh area, the Eagles.
I think he's from New Jersey or
whatever. New Jersey or something, but he's all-American guy.
See, he wanted to stay with the Angels, and that means a lot to me when you're signing somebody up. The guy wants to stay with your team, because back in the day, many years ago, once you signed with the Dodgers or the Yankees or whatever, you were property of that team before free agency. And so if you got a player that wants to stay there, that means he may take a little less or whatever. He might have made more.
If he would have gone free agent?
Yeah, he could have made
more. He would have made five.
Yeah. So
he's making $500 million.
He's happy. He's got 12 years. I mean, how many million can you spend? If I had a $430 million, I think I could live the rest of my life comfortably.
$70 million is a lot to give up. Maybe at some point in time, his wife says, honey, I think you made a mistake.
Well, that's right. Here's the thing. See, the agents make that extra money because they're getting the commission. So you got to be careful your agent doesn't ship you out somewhere.
Here's
like
the
Frankie
other question.
Rodriguez.
I'm glad you brought this up because here's my question.
Yeah.
I want to know his agent. Does his agent get 6, 5, 3? Does he get a?
I don't know.
Does he get 10%? How does he get it? And is it up front or is it spread out and paid out when Trout gets his money?
That's right. Now, your thoughts on this, please email us, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
How many of us have looked at our finances and screamed, how can we make this much and still have so much debt? It just creeps up on us, right? Unexpected repairs, replace the washer and dryer, medical bills, and the killer, those insane interest credit cards you had to use to pay for it. Here's a really smart move that could help you get on top of your finances. Get a fixed-rate personal loan at bestegg.com. The rates are great right now. Imagine finally being able to pay down those crazy high credit cards and bills and then bank the money you save each month. Consumers have rated Best Egg 4.8 out of 5 stars on Consumer Affairs because of the super easy online loan app that takes about a minute with no impact to your credit score. Upon approval, funds can be deposited in as little as one business day. Get your bills under control, bank what you save, and take control of your finances with a loan from BestEgg.com. Visit BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is 21 days of amazing finds. It's 21 days to discover your new must-haves and can't live withouts. 21 days of daily beauty steals at 50% off, like the Anastasia Brow Wiz and the Tarte Toasted Eyeshadow Palette. Plus, hundreds of new releases from the hottest brands, aka 21 days of I want that one, and that one, and that one. Hurry in now through April 6th. What will you discover? Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Is your job sucking the life out of you? Wake up! You can do something else. Information technology. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not a math and science person. No problem, and no excuses. Because it's not rocket science, it's My Computer Career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Mycomputercareer.edu, that's mycomputercareer.edu.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and let our professional parts people scan your vehicle for free. We'll retrieve the codes, discuss possible solutions, and even help you find a professional technician if needed. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today for our free check engine light help. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lodge. I'm Michael Horn. The star of our program is the guy we call Sultan, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you. Great to be with everybody, and we're discussing sports.
Yeah, we are, and we're talking here about the Patriots. Now, here's the deal. Patriots, this outstanding team, great quarterback, great coach, great team, great owner, until this owner gets caught. Prosecutors now are offering to drop charges against the New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft and other men accused of soliciting prostitution in Jupiter, Florida, at a day spa. And in exchange for their admission of guilt, the source that said that they'll go ahead and drop charges. And Robert Kraft, when he's 77 years old, a billionaire, he is, and they're among about 100 people linked last month to several Florida day spas and massage parlors suspected of being used for prostitution. And there was an investigation, and apparently police say that Robert Kraft twice visited the a place was called the Orchids of Asia Day Spa. Are you familiar with that place? Have you ever been there in Florida?
I've driven by it.
The Orchids of Asia Day Spa in Jupiter. And the video, they have video footage showing Mr. Kraft receiving some paid acts in a room at the spa.
Wait, they had the
they've
room?
Got video.
The room had a video in it?
Yeah, isn't that weird? The surveillance video shows them being driven to the spa. So I don't know how they would have it in the room, but I guess it's according to the story. They say they've got that on footage. Now, Robert Kraft has denied through a spokesperson that he committed any kind of a crime, and they've charged him with two counts of solicitation, and he's going to be arraigned on March 28th. But
prostitution, right?
If he admits to it, it's like no more than a 60-day sentence in a county jail or whatever. So I don't know. What do you think?
And he gets to keep the orange jumpsuit. He gets to wear that on game days.
I don't know. That's not in the story. But that's,
you know what they should do? Here's what they
should do. What should they do?
They should have him dress up in an orange jumpsuit, pick him up at his house in a paddy wagon, yeah, and drive him on game days, Sunday, to the stadium. And then drive him up, in sight of everybody,
yes,
65,000, and get out and go up the stairs in front, right where the field is, instead of the elevator. Take and walk a perp walk up to the very top and watch the game in his box up there in an orange jumpsuit. And the game is over with. He repeats the same behavior.
So that's what
that's
you would
what
do.
I would that, if I was the judge, that's what I would make him do.
But now this is all the judges and the legal people and everything talking about this. But you know, who knows what the NFL? You think the NFL is going to get involved in this thing? I don't think so.
No, they're going to make it as small as they possibly can.
Exactly, to put this thing together. But you know, the news media picks these things up and it becomes a huge story. This becomes like breaking
news.
Well,
yeah, the news hates Robert Kraft.
Yeah.
The Patriots and Tom Brady.
Because Robert Kraft supported Donald Trump. And so that's what
And Giselle. They hate Giselle.
And they hate
too.
Tom. And because they're a great franchise that keeps winning all the time.
Well, they keep claiming that they're dead.
Yeah.
And they keep being proved wrong.
That's right.
And they don't like it.
Over. That's right. And you got a great coach there. They don't like Belichick either. No, I don't know. Don't like we don't him. Even know who he supports politically, but they don't like him because he wins because they say he was a cheater. But you told me that everybody gets an edge. If you can sense what the next play is coming, you're going to do it. Am I right?
Yeah. What do you think baseball is doing right now? Baseball is overreacting to all of this stuff, and they're now trying to find through their activation of their executive committee and the rules committee, they are now trying to come up with ways of shaving time off of the game.
That's
so
true.
They can say, I passed the bill that was accepted and is now in play to where now we have shaved off 46 seconds each game.
That's true. It's like, just give me a break. Just play the game. That's it. Cut the commercial breaks down. Between the innings, you'll save more time than ever before. And here's the deal. They're talking now about tipping pitches. Have you ever heard about tipping pitches until the last few years in the World Series and stuff like that? This has been going on forever, and some teams do it better than others, and that's probably why they win, because they know that a fastball's coming. Am I correct?
Well, they're a smart team, and they take advantage of all the places and all the things that you can do to take advantage
exactly.
and get the upper hand. And that's what I said. You know, you got a guy standing on second base looking through over the shoulder of the pitcher to the catcher. You don't think he's going to take a look and see what the deal is?
Yes.
He's gonna know for a fact that your job is to get the upper hand. If you don't like it, then don't play baseball.
There you have it. Or football or any other sport. Yeah. We'll continue here. It's the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. That's Fred Dreyer. Thanks for joining us here in the lounge.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer telling you about my favorite Italian restaurant. It's Angelo's and Vinci's in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's has the best pasta, the best seafood, the best salad, spaghetti, lasagna, and the most incredible pizza. And the chicken is delicious. Marsala, piccata, cacciatore, parmigiana, and more. For desserts, try our spumoni or our tiramisu, my favorite, flown in fresh from Italy. And the cannolis and the zeppolis are out of this world. Open for lunch and dinner. And don't miss the Sunday champagne brunch. Just $23.95. Are you kidding me? It's all up the road from Disneyland at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's, like Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci. Call 714-879-4022 or visit us online at angeloandvinci's.com.
Back here in the Sports Lounge, here's truly Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer, our all-pro defensive end. We call him Sultan. Two safeties
Thank
in
you.
One game
Thank you.
In the same quarter. The acting legend. And, baseball Jack. Season getting ready to go here. April 1st, they're going to opening day coming up right around
April
the corner.
April 1st. Usually they go April, March 31st to keep people from making a Major League Baseball
they might.
Out of an April Fool joke.
Yeah, there may be a March 31st, April. But anyway, it's
I'm
going to
work on an April Fool joke. So
do that if you could. Clayton Kershaw started for the Dodgers year after year. He's still going to start. He's not going to start. He's going to be on the DL with a shoulder injury. And, that's going to be a situation.
Man. 31 years of age.
Yeah.
Comes into camp. I'm ready to go. And during warm-ups, his shoulder goes out.
Yeah. How do you not know that? Now, a guy like Clayton Kershaw, he's a very astute player, for God's sakes, but he didn't, and he's on the DL.
Here's another thing. I just thought of this. Major League Baseball has weight rooms, and they have all kinds of workout apparatuses and medical situations. They've got the jungle gym of everything you want to know when a player gets hurt or you want to work out a player. Okay, they got that. But I would like to know how and what specifically, what are the exercises a pitcher does to prepare himself for the major league season?
I agree.
How do you take care? What's different about the elbow and then what's different about the shoulder? You suddenly have a shoulder injury, and this guy Singrani, this Tony Singrani that they got from the Reds 2 years ago, he may be out for the year.
Yeah, Singrani.
Because he's got a shoulder problem now.
So this is a problem over there. And then the Corey Seager, the shortstop for the Dodgers, hasn't played a spring training game for the most part until just recently. And but they say he's ready to go. And he had Tommy John surgery. He was out for the year.
Yeah, that's the elbow.
So, and every team has got this. We're just talking in terms of the Dodgers. But the Dodgers don't have a general manager, and they've brought.
I thought
this,
they did.
Well, they got this guy Brandon Gomes, who's like an assistant president here. He's an assistant GM.
Well, that's kind
of. They really don't have a GM in name. They don't.
I don't think they kind of need one.
I don't know.
Andrew Andrew Friedman, the president of baseball operations for the Dodgers. I mean, I would think that he would know if he needs a general manager per se.
Yeah,
he might need somebody like Farhan Zaidi, who went to San Francisco.
He's with the Giants now.
To help him out, do certain things and strategize and whatever the hell they do. If I had Farhan Zaidi's job or anybody else's, I'd make sure that I had plenty of cigars in my meetings. That's my job.
That would be your job, right? To have that ready to go.
So, that would be my job.
Yeah, so I'm thinking that Andrew Friedman has kind of taken over those powers there and has this guy now, Gomes, as his assistant, the GM, because Gabe Kapler, who was in charge of player development, which was Gomes' old position, he went on to manage the Phillies, you know.
And did a pretty good job.
Yeah, he did a good job.
Yeah,
so there you have
it.
So, listen, here's a hats off to the Washington Capitals. They're Stanley Cup champions, and they were invited to the White House. And, you know, people that don't like Trump aren't going to show up at the White House. It's like, you know, I wasn't a big fan of Obama, but if he would have invited me, I would have been there saying, yes, sir, Mr. President, it's an honor to meet you, because I respect the office, whether I agree with the guy in there, you know, and you're not going to agree with everything any president does. It's an honor to go
How
there.
Does withholding your attendance under the situation
know.
Affect... You think that Trump or Obama is going to say, why didn't Fred Dreyer show up here for that?
Right.
They're going to say, because he doesn't like you. He didn't vote for you.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
what a jerk. Then we don't want him here. I'll eat his dessert.
Yeah, well, Alex Ovechkin, from the Washington Capitals, a great player. He's excited about going to the White House. He says it's an honor.
Right.
He says he can't wait to go. He's going to walk around the White House, take pictures. I would be doing the same thing.
Of course.
I've never been to the White House. If I got invited, I'd go there with the bells on my toes here and wanting to see the place. I'd be so honored to be there. And so they're going to go. But there's some people, you know, this guy Connolly or whatever on the Caps over there, Brett Connolly, said he'd skip the ceremony. Okay, fine. I don't even want to report on it. Who cares? You don't want to go. That's your loss. If there's an opening, I'd like to join the team to the White House.
If I'm the president, whoever it is, if I'm the president, and one guy from the team says, I want to come, I'm going to hold the entire ceremony open for that one guy.
Me too. I would do the same thing. It's all this Trump derangement syndrome. I mean, they're not going to talk politics. He's probably going to order up some kind of fast food.
No, it's
like
going to be donuts and stuff.
Stuff that Trump likes to eat.
Cappuccinos
and some hamburgers and hot dogs. Like you get it at the hockey game.
And the president's going to come over and tell you a dirty joke, and you're going to bond for life, and it's going
to
be great.
So we're looking forward to that. And I think they're going there on Monday. I think they're going to go to the White House. So I hope they take footage, because I want to see this. I want to watch the team there. And, you know, I will support the Washington Caps. They just got to walk down the road so they go to the White House.
Wait a minute. The Washington Capitals from last year, they're just now going.
So you get an invitation, and then you get to go.
Shouldn't they have gone earlier in the year?
I don't know. It depends on, you know, everybody's schedule, I'm sure. You got to have an off day so the team can go there. But in this case, for the Capitals, they're in our nation's capital. They can be there.
I don't know. What do I know?
Be pretty good. By the way, Rich Hill will be the opening day pitcher for the Dodgers.
Is that official?
That's official. And I think that
I'm writing it down now.
They'll have a chance to win with Rich Hill on the mound. I like him.
Hill's good. He's got a crazy windup and a follow through, and he pitches very well against that Arizona lineup.
Will you take me, Dad, to some baseball games this year?
Yes, I promise. We'll figure something out.
That's the one and only Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. We'll be back here in the...
you got to bring your mitt.
Sports Lounge.
Don't forget your mitt.
Yeah, maybe Fred will take you. Email him. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean? Europe? Hawaii? Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back here. Final segment of the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn along with the one and only star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer. And Fred, we got a lot of great email coming your way here. You're ready to go.
Dude,
for it.
It's so exciting to read these.
Carl says, every night, so nice on Heroes and Icons. So nice to see L.A. in the 80s. Hello, Fred. I'm a huge fan of your TV series, Hunter, with Stephanie Kramer. I've watched it ever since the show came on TV. Would it be okay for you to become friends with me, please?
Sure, just tune in every single time you can, and we'll be pals. I would love that.
Take our app with you. On your cell phone, dial #250, then pound, like a hashtag, 250, and hit send. It's a phone call. When they answer the call, listen, they'll say, what's the keyword? Say CRN Talk. CRN Talk, and then answer their questions, and you'll have the app. You can listen to Fred at any time you want to. Find that information
about it. Absolutely. But thank you so much for your loyalty.
Pamela says, very delightful to hear Mr. Dreyer give a shout-out to his granddaughters on last week's show. So cute that his grandchildren call him Poppy. Lucky kids to have such a loving and caring grandfather.
Well, thank you very much. I try, like most grandfathers, I think, to be relevant, especially when your kids live out of state. You know, it's tough that way.
Sounds like they want to have a TV show for you, too.
Well, I would love it.
So, Bill says, do you think Clayton Kershaw's injury is a minor injury, and what effect will it have on the Dodgers?
When you are taking time off from your routine because of your shoulder injury, that is no excuse to take it lightly. He's got an issue there. He's got to be very careful now.
Newt says, I saw you on Mark Levin's show. Have you ever met President Donald J. Trump?
I've not met President Trump. I would like to very much, though.
And Dr. Ben Ross says, you guys talk about special diets on the show. What's a typical Fred Dreyer meal, and do you start your day with breakfast?
Well, I don't start my day with breakfast per se, but I usually try to not have when I wake up, I kind of slide into the day. So I'm eating something for the first time probably right around 11 o'clock. And then I have lunch at 12:30 or so, something like that. But my overview on all this stuff is I just eat the types of things that refresh me and make me a better person in terms of respecting the food groupings and giving the things that I need.
Send your emails to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Final thought from you, Fred, till next week?
Yeah, food groupings. Keep those things foremost in your head.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com, your team, your community.